Hello, everybody. Happy Thursday. It's about noon. Almost got to this before noon, but then I got distracted looking up greeting cards online. There's a greeting card company that I love called DearHancock.com. Everybody check it out. There's this cute one that I can't wait to buy that says, I got you a little something, and it has this little cute raccoon in a person's hand. I don't even know how to describe it, but anyway, these are all beautiful greeting cards. Have I ever told you guys that I have a huge greeting card? It's not huge. I have a huge postcard collection, but my greeting card collection is, I always have, you know, a couple sympathy cards, couple of happy birthday cards, couple of get well soon cards, whatever. I got that from my mom. She always had those around. And I also had this belief that anybody, my mom was so insistent upon us sending thank you cards for absolutely anything that ever came up that it became a part of my DNA basically in life. And so I couldn't imagine not sending a thank you card if somebody did something for me or gave me something. And so as I got into adulthood, I didn't mean to do this, but I started to expect thank you cards from people when I did. This is embarrassing to admit, but I did. I was like, God, I did whatever and I didn't even get a thank you card. I mean, I was a real little bitch about it, to be honest with you. And then I remember, this is when my friend Eric taught me that he's like, you know, a lot of people have this problem. They don't realize it, but you expect other people to act like you. And that's just never going to happen. And it's, again, I've told you guys this before in a different context, but it's true. If you expect people to act like you, you're going to be disappointed all the time. And I didn't know I was doing it. I mean, that sounds so selfish and self-righteous, and it is. But I didn't realize that's what was happening. I just got hurt. I only knew my life. And my mom was so big on thank you cards that I thought everybody grew up like that. So pretty big idiot. But I've since learned I never expect anything. Well, and let's say it one more time. Let's say it all together. Expectations are premeditated resentments. That's right, everybody. Expectations are premeditated resentments. Anyway, check out DearHancock.com. I'm so obsessed with these cards. Stationery. They have other stuff, too, like, oh, this wrapping paper that looks so good. So I got distracted by that because, hey, what's up, everybody? I am now a morning person. I've talked endlessly to my friends, to my family, to you guys on the podcast about how much I love the late night. I think everything good happens late at night. Well, I don't think that anymore. I'm 43 years old, going on 44. I'm exhausted. I got to try something else. So I've talked to you guys about my email situation. I talked to you guys about my sleeping situation, eating situation. I will say this week, I have been more on point about everything than I've been since college. So I already bragged to you guys about how I was getting, I think I mentioned I was getting up. No, I was doing my emails. I'm on top of the emails. I'm so on top of them. It's insane. And then now the new goal, my quarterly goal, I came up with a quarterly goal and it is get up at 8 a.m. every goddamn day, no matter what. If you're up till 2 a.m., that's your fault. You should have gone to bed earlier. Robin, that's me talking to myself. And by the way, I'm Robin. My name's Robin O'Neill, Robin Renee O'Neill. A lot of people call me Robbie. And this is me reading stuff. This is a podcast where I am not an expert on anything except my own brain. And even that is questionable how much I know about it. And I just talk to you guys and then I throw in something that's inspired me during the week or during my life. Something I'm going to read to you guys. So anyway, so back to my, yeah. So, you know, a lot of you guys reached out and talked to me about your mornings and nights and emails and just kind of explained how you do things. And I cannot tell you how helpful it was to me. I have been copying everything everyone said and kind of doing an amalgam of all of them. And that alarm goes off at 8 a.m. and I just wake up. And my new mantra is yes. I just say yes the second I wake up. I don't know what exactly it does to me or what it means, but I know that when I say yes, that means, yeah, you're getting your ass out of bed and you're going to start doing shit. Then I sit down with then I immediately feed Frankie the cat, and then I take my heart pill, my pills, all my pills, and then I make coffee, and I sit down, and I look at my daily list, and I write some things down, plan out my day. I've already planned out my week, and then, you know, on a Sunday, and then I'm looking at my week and I'm like, or what day, thinking about how I want my day to go, and I just tackle it. And I've even been eating breakfast again, which is something that I really valued my whole life, and I've kind of gotten off track on that too. So, Akrasia, if you guys recall, is that thing that we humans do where we know what we need to do, but we just don't. I just turned the recording off, but we just don't do it. I'm kind of tackling my akrasia. I'm like, what's good for me? I'm going to do it. The only thing I haven't been good about yet, and my friend Melissa, who also listens, got back to me and gave me a really good suggestion, which I thought I was going to try the other day, about exercise. So the exercise is the next thing on the list. And honestly, I'm not beating myself up about it because I've been tackling so many other things that right now, I'm living in my glory, you guys. I am on top of life for the first time since I've had this podcast. Let me see for a second. Hold on. Let me gather my thoughts and see if I had anything that I wanted to tell you guys about. Okay, I did remember because my new thing is I want to talk to you guys about Culinary Corner. And what did I call it before? Recommendation Corner. Let's start with that. By the way, I have The Vow, the final episode, paused on my TV in my yarn room right now, and I'm just looking at it like, I don't even want to do this anymore. This show went from awesome to possibly awesome to it's so dull, I can't even take. Do you guys agree with me or not? Hit me up on Instagram, RobyN_oneil. I'm unbuttoning my jeans. I'm telling you what, I can't believe I'm trying to wear jeans right now. There's just no way in hell I can do this anymore. It's got to be sweatpants every second of the day or I'm just not having it. So recommendation corner, I do not recommend The Vow. I honestly wish I had never gotten involved in it. Just read an article about the fucking group and you're good to go, you know? Anyway, I do recommend, I believe I found this on, oh shit, it's on Amazon Prime, I believe, Jasper Mall. Really good documentary. If you follow, you know, the Dead Mall series on YouTube, or if you're interested in malls, or you're upset that malls are dying in America, especially now, Jasper Mall is a beautiful portrait of a mall in Jasper, is it Arkansas? It's not Jasper, Texas, but it's, I can't remember. Anyway, really, 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 really thoughtful documentary. It's just so, I don't want to give anything away, but there's not a lot happening. And I love documentaries like this. They're not going for an angle. They're not going to sum it up later for you and tell you some social cause you could be interested in. It's just a beautiful portrait of a mall in a small town in the South. And it is so good and so beautiful. So you guys watch that, let me know. And I haven't talked to you guys, and I meant to, but when the Paris Hilton documentary came out on YouTube, I thought, what do I give a shit about Paris Hilton for? I don't know about this, but I somehow got sucked into it one night while I was working on drawing or something, and Damien ended up watching it with me too. I started it from the beginning because immediately I'm like, this is good. And you realize all these things that Paris, maybe I should have known this, that Paris was all an act. And she's actually not, she doesn't even talk like you've heard Paris Hilton talk. So even if you're not interested in Paris Hilton, it's a very interesting portrait of what it means to be a celebrity and how you can manipulate your audience and also yourself into believing false narratives about who you are and what you mean to this world and stuff. So anyway, I really, really recommended it, actually. I think it's really good. As for Culinary Corner, my favorite corner in this podcast, even though I've only been doing Culinary Corner like once or twice. So has anybody eaten, I think this is a kid's cereal, but it's not like a really, really horrible for you cereal. This is my new like little treat for myself sometimes, Gorilla Munch. Do you guys, I don't remember the name of the brand. It's like Nature's Hunter or something like that. Gorilla Munch cereal has a gorilla on the cover. And there's another one where it's like Koala Crunch. And this is Gorilla Munch. And it's like basically a very kind of bland corn pop or something. And I am so obsessed with it. It has the best texture. I mean, I love grape nuts more than any cereal. But this one may have just entered in above in my little scale of cereal. And I'm not a huge cereal guy. I only slightly like cereal, but I love Grape Nuts and I love Gorilla Munch. So let me know if you or your kids love Gorilla Munch. The second recommendation is if you're, so I'm in a really busy state trying to get my shop open and finishing up a couple of things for shows and a commission and all this stuff. And I am just feeling like I got the food thing. I love food, but I got to cut it to a minimum. So what I'm doing is getting healthy. I hope they're healthy. Healthy frozen meals. And the new one I tried was Amy's frozen meal. It's called Greek. It's a Greek bowl or something. Let me look it up really quick. Amy's Greek frozen meal. It has a real, okay, Greek inspired red rice and veggies. And it has a lot of vinegary notes, which I'm obsessed with vinegar. I drink vinegar. And it has sweet potatoes, broccoli, kale, onions, chickpeas. And the red rice is really good. There's a little feta cheese in there. And yeah, oh, it's red wine vinaigrette with some extra virgin olive oil. It's so good. It's gluten-free, soy-free, tree nut-free. It's kosher. Oh my God. Anyway, and then I add a little bit of chicken to it if I happen to have chicken around. Damien's been buying me these chicken skewers, Mediterranean chicken skewers, which are so good from our local grocery store. And I'll just put a couple of those in there. Highly recommended. I love all Amy's products. Always have. What is this? A food podcast? Who am I? And what are you doing here? What is happening? I'm supposed to read to you guys. Let me hit pause and let me get back to you with a book. All right, I'm back. Do you guys like it when I do those little, what are they called? Stings? It's a little radio sting for you guys. All right. So, where's my book? Oh, yeah. I'm going to read to you guys. I've been meaning to read from this book. I will say it's not my favorite book of poetry, but it has its moments. And as a visual artist, I wanted to give a shout out to Florine Stettheimer, American artist, most known for her work as an artist, but she was also a poet and I think a set designer. Very, very connected in the art world. But I mean, this is back in the late 1800s and early 1900s. Let's see. She was friends with Duchamp, and Duchamp made sure that the MoMA put on a huge show of her work after she died. I mean, she was that kind of connected. I think she was friends with Gertrude Stein. And also a feminist and very interesting woman. I used to know more about her than I do now, but I'll also never forget the first time I saw one of her paintings. It was at the Whitney, I believe, in New York during a visit, and I was just stopped dead in my tracks. Not quite a Stendhal syndrome moment, but just kind of like, what the hell is this? Which, by the way, is my favorite. That's the response I want to have to art. And so that was really exciting. So Florine Stettheimer, and this is a book of her poetry that was given to me as a gift by my friend Scott. So, I really love parts of it. Some of it I don't. Like in the beginning, there's a lot of, they're nursery rhymes. So they're not supposed, but there's like Miss Butterfly, sigh to sigh, fat Mrs. Pigeon, full of religion, blah, 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 blah. Like I don't care about that. But later on in the book, this book is called Crystal Flowers, Poems and a Libretto. And this book was also put out by her sister after she died. So I don't think Florine herself was trying to get this work out from what I understood, but a lot of other people in her life thought it was worth it. So, all right. So let me read one that I like a lot called Occasionally. Occasionally, a human being saw my light. Rushed in, got singed, got scared, rushed out, called fire. Or it happened that he tried to subdue it. Or it happened he tried to extinguish it. Never did a friend enjoy it the way it was. So I learned to turn it low, turn it out. When I meet a stranger, out of courtesy, I turn on a soft pink light, which is found modest, even charming. It is a protection against wear and tears. And when I am rid of the always to be stranger, I turn on my light and become myself. I think that is such a strong, I think that's a feminist poem. I think that it's such a relatable poem to so many people, not only feminists and women, but this is, if anybody, I wish I knew what episode it is that I talk about how I changed my speaking voice, because I would laugh all the time while I was talking. Why, my computer's about to die, and I don't know why. I'm kind of getting weirded out. Anyway, yeah. And this is, I thought I always had to be pleasant, and I always said, because Midwesterners in America have a kind of moral belief that they're supposed to be pleasant all the time, and or at least that's how I was brought up, and it's something I kind of still believe in some ways, but yeah, that feeling of getting rid of the always to be stranger and then turning on your light and becoming yourself again is so good. Let me read one more. I have another one bookmarked, I think, that... Yeah, I like this one too. There's a lot of mentions of studio life and artists and museum shows. And normally that stuff bugs me, but I think since this is from so long ago, it's more interesting. This is not any of that. Well, maybe there. Okay. It's called A Friend Died. A friend died. He left an empty world to me. It is so big and so desolate, I want to get rid of it. To whom could I give it? I shall stay in my studio. I may forget it. This is a very interesting book. Whoa, I just saw a note. Oh yeah, this is my note from my friend Scott of Western Exhibitions, everybody. Check out Western Exhibitions on Instagram and their website. Always have good shows up. That's who I show with in Chicago. You guys, I want to thank you before I forget. So many of you have bought my 2020 Headstone RIP 2020 cards. And I can't thank you enough. It's really enlivened me. And let's face it, we're all struggling right now. And that's the reason I am opening my shop. And so to do this little teaser of the shop and to get so many sales, I sold out and then I got more. And you guys are continuing to buy them. So thank you very much for heading to my shop. It's robinoneal.com, /shop. I'll link it. I think it's a /, right? Is that how that works? Anyway, I'll link it in the description here, but I really appreciate it. I just got stickers in. I don't know if you guys are interested. I might stick them up on the shop too. Let me know what you think. But yeah, just a little kind of 3-inch by 3-inch or 4-inch by 4-inch something stickers. And yeah, I'm just having really a lot of fun doing it. Again, I feel more like this is what I thought artists were when I was a kid and wanted to be an artist. I thought of it more in the realm of illustration and doing this kind of stuff. So it's actually feeding this kind of deep need I've had since I was a kid. And something about filling orders feels really good. It's a direct, it's like understood directly by my body as I'm like, oh, here's an order. I'm going to fill it. And then I'm going to take it to the post office. It's not at all how being an artist feels. It just isn't. It's a whole different thing. So it's long story short, along with this podcast, me kind of opening up a way for people who cannot afford or get to see my large drawings, larger works, it's just a really nice feeling. It makes me very happy to know that I have a connection to people who've, you know, have an interest in my work in some way. And this is another version of me. And the fact also that I've been doing this stuff since I was a kid. I always made jewelry and weird little pins and things that you hang on your wall and little, you know, pinch pots and ceramics and various other things. And definitely worked with yarn my whole life too. And so it's just fun to get to, you know, I've made so many of these things and never thought to offer them up as something other people can have. So it just feels good. And I'm making so many things. So again, with these 8 a.m. wake up calls that I'm giving myself, a lot more has been getting done, which feels so good. I don't think I have anything else to share with you guys. I mean, same old things. You know me, I'm just sitting here, I'm eating a lot, I am not exercising, I am always tired, but, you know, I'm getting through it anyway. Always thinking about you guys, grateful that you exist, hoping you're taking good care of yourself, and I don't just mean in the obvious mask-wearing ways that we're all doing, and but just in general, doing nice things for yourself. Now, it's more important now than ever, I think we all know that, so I don't know, buy yourself something, make yourself something nice, and just relax. I realize some people don't want to relax. They want to go run around. Well, I guess go run around the neighborhood, get that energy pumping through your blood. Or if you're like me, go lay down on your couch and just fall asleep. All right, you guys, I love you very much, and I hope you have a nice weekend. Goodbye, everybody.